It's early morning, a bright sunny day, and you're walking uptown, past all the boutique shops with fancy displays of jewelry, watches, expensive wines, art galleries, and most of all, women's fashion stores. This part of town, at this time of the morning, is starting to clatter and hum with the sound of people walking to work in the offices and galleries. It's predominantly women in this part of town looking around you. It seems like well-heeled women, dressed to show they're on high incomes, own this part of town. Looking about, they're everywhere you look. You can imagine they may be doctors, lawyers, consultants, artists or gallery owners, all of them dressed stylishly and moving past you with confidence and purpose. You, by contrast, are wandering around slowly as you're a little early for your therapy appointment with Alexandra and have nearly arrived at your destination. I know that you couldn't help yourself. You've been waiting for weeks in anticipation of this meeting. So when you woke up this morning and knew instantly that today was the day, you sprang out of bed like a child on Christmas morning. You showered and shaved to smooth finish, put on some cologne, and even dressed in the best suit you own. A crisp white shirt to complete the look. And then, without even stopping for breakfast, you head downtown towards Alexandra's clinic, so eager, so excited. So now you realize you are a little early, and so you wander along slowly, feeling happy in anticipation of your appointment, butterflies in your stomach thinking about it, about sitting in Alexandra's chair, perhaps stealing a few looks at her pretty shoes whilst she reads over your file. Alexandra's shoes have been occupying your mind more and more lately. As the day of your appointment has drawn closer, it seems like you think about them every day, and often at night when you lay in bed. You have been letting thoughts of her shoes and her feet fill your mind, as you let yourself slide into little fantasies about being allowed to touch and hold them. Some of your hottest, most erotic dreams have full of images of this. And so it's really no surprise that this morning you're enjoying greatly the sights of the attractive ladies who are overtaking you as you wander along in happy days. So many very fine and shapely silhouettes, long legs, high heels, expensive Italian handbags everywhere you look, clickety-clicking past you on the footpath. Here it comes again, the sound of another woman overtaking you as you're walking slowly along in your little daydream. Her long, slender heels click-clicking on the concrete. The sound of her heels suddenly has you remembering another fast pace of heels walking in front of you. The image escapes you, but the sound keeps echoing around in your mind. And so without knowing why, you find yourself wondering if Sophia will be there to welcome you at Alexandra's reception today when you go in. And now another woman goes past you, this time a little older than you perhaps, her long raven hair tied up in a tight bun with a diamond clasp. She's wearing a short leather skirt and has the legs of a jazz dancer, sheer nude pantyhose, and a pair of 4-inch J's stilettos clanging on the concrete sidewalk as she strides along. You watch her shapely toned legs scissoring down the street ahead of you as she moves ahead at a confident stride. You find that you're feeling suddenly a little lightheaded, kind of woozy, as you come to a stop so you can enjoy watching her walk off into the distance. As she disappears around the corner, you feel growing tightness in your slacks, a nice happy bulge as you involuntarily salute the stylish and sexy woman whose legs have left you now a little mesmerized and dazed. So you decide to stop and wait for your erection to subside a little before continuing on to your appointment. Turning to your left, towards the store that you're standing in front of, you take in the window display. Oh no, more high heels. But not just any high heels. On the other side of a large plate glass window, just a few feet from where you're standing, stand a pair of towering black thigh-high stiletto boots, all glossy black and buckled, from the shapely narrow ankle all the way along the calf and up over the knee, where they finally finish in a crescendo of leather straps and silk ribbons, all designed to hold them firmly gripping the thighs of the woman wearing them. They are polished to a super high gloss, so shiny that you could see your own reflection in them if you were able to get close enough to look properly into the deep, glossy surface. You are standing a few feet away in front of them at the street level. The boots are mounted like a classical statue on a white pedestal in the center of the display area, with dark purple satin curtains framing them from behind. They are the only single thing in the store's display area, allowing them to command the complete attention of any passers-by. You could easily mistake this display for another one of the area's renowned art galleries, and perhaps it is. The magnificence of these boots is clearly art, the art of desire, the art of power, feminine power, which this part of town has in abundance. You are feeling overwhelmed. You are standing up against the window now, drawn closer to the boots by a force you don't understand. You feel like you want to reach in and touch them, run your hands along their slick surface. What would it be like to kneel and worship a powerful woman wearing these boots? How wonderful to touch them, to caress them. You feel their power taking a very strong hold of you, and a growing urge to sink down on your knees where you're standing, right there on the sidewalk. When a voice breaks you from your trance.
Look who's here. It's my very sweet 9 a.m. appointment. Hello, boy. Hello? Hello, anyone home? Hi, it's me, Alexandra. Wow, you were really a little zoned out there, weren't you? Well, seeing that you've come this way to my office, and now you've gotten yourself caught here in front of this store, I'm not that surprised. It is quite a spectacular display, isn't it? I can imagine any man being a little overwhelmed, a little overcome when confronted with this window display. Those boots. And especially a boy like you. Well, Let's leave that conversation until we get to your 9 a.m. appointment. You really are quite early, you know. It's only 8:30, and my building is just 5 doors up from here. So you've got a little time to kill, don't you? I see that you've found my favorite retail therapy store. I often come here when I want to treat myself with a new pair of sexy heels. What do you think of the name of the store, by the way? Oh, I don't think you even noticed it, did you? Well, that's interesting. Can you see it now? It's right in front of you. Those large flowing letters swirling across the glass in black and gold. For her pleasure, it says. You can see it now that I've drawn your attention to it, can't you? You probably didn't notice the words right in front of your face, because you were so captivated by those beautiful black leather boots in the window. I'm sure that some part of you took in the words, but the main part of your attention was focused elsewhere. On those lovely boots, I expect. It's such a lovely name for a store, don't you agree? For her pleasure. Doesn't it make you feel good just thinking those words? Especially thinking the words while you gaze up at those sexy, black, polished, leather femdom boots on display in the window? As your therapist, I am very aware of the unconscious effect that looking at a set of high-heeled leather boots like those can have on a boy like you. I understand just how powerful the desires are that can easily be triggered in a submissive boy when you see such a sexy pair of heels. I bet that even just seeing women in the street wearing normal height stiletto heels walking past you this morning on the way here must have been exciting and arousing for your subconscious mind. Looking at those commanding boots in the window, I can imagine that the feelings coming over you must be so very powerful, aren't they? You feel that, don't you? As your therapist, I know just how easily you can be triggered by high heels, and how you can feel such a deep and powerful compulsion when you do, a sort of maddening desire, filling your mind so you just can't think straight or focus on anything. Anything other than your desire. The compelling desire takes control of you to be on your knees and to submit. Imagining yourself worshiping such a beautiful pair of sexy heels. Knowing that, in the presence of such powerful high heels, the only place for you to be is on your knees. I think that it may even feel just a little bit wrong to you now to be standing and not be on your knees when you're in front of those beautiful boots there. And looking at you, I see that you want more than anything now to give in to the urge to sink down to your knees, where you can allow your submissive self out to play. That desire won't leave you now. It's only going to grow and grow. Feeling the urge to obey so strongly, it's going to grow stronger and stronger. Filling you with the need to submit, to sink to your knees and worship any pair of high heels you see. It won't let go of you now until you give into it. Be careful you don't drift away again. That's right. Come back to me. Coming up now. Waking and feeling yourself come back to the present. Here with me now and still feeling that strong desire to kneel and obey. It's not letting go, is it? Let's get you safely inside off the street before you really do fall to your knees right here. We can't have that. In any case, I have a gorgeous pair of high heels to purchase, and you have an appointment with me straight after that. So why don't you accompany me inside? While I buy some shoes. Would you like that? Yes, I see that you would. We can't leave you standing here like that, can we? Well, come on then. You and your growing hard-on had better come inside with me now. Oh, I love this place. The shoes here are to die for. Very expensive, of course, but they are just so beautiful that it's easy to forget the prices. Once you lift them out of their pretty box with all the colorful tissue wrapping and fit them on your feet, it feels so good. I don't see the store attendant anywhere. I know it's early, but the store is definitely open. Perhaps they are still setting up in the back. Oh, look at this pair. Aren't they exquisite? Cream and pearl gloss leather, slender, long 4-inch heels tapering to the floor, open toes to show off my new coral polish, and gorgeous wide black band to wrap around my shapely ankles, with a shiny steel buckle to draw the eye. My goodness, they're calling to me. I think I just have to try them on, don't you? With the store attendant nowhere in sight, we could have a little fun, just the two of us. Would you like to serve me, boy? Would you like to fit these beautiful heels onto my feet? Oh, don't be shy. It would be fun. You know, I think that this is exactly what you want. After all, you did walk into a lady's shoe store with me, didn't you? I don't see any men's shoes in here. Do you? No? I think you came in here because deep down, you do find women's shoes, high heel shoes, or long leather boots to be quite exciting. Perhaps even a little arousing, So why not let yourself have some fun? There's only the two of us here. You could come over here to me, where I'm sitting, and get down on your knees, at my feet, to fit this sexy pair of heels that I'm holding. I don't think you'd mind that at all, would you, boy? In fact, I think that it would give you the excuse that you're looking for right now. An excuse to be on your knees, admiring a sexy pair of high heels up so close, able to enjoy gazing at them, holding them, touching them, the smooth leather, the long, hard stiletto heel, the little straps and buckles, even the shiny and colorful soles. I know that you want that right now, and you would be so very close to my stockinged feet. Does that sound nice? Yes, I see that it does. We both know that you want this. After all, I did find you this morning staring in the window of a woman's shoe store at a pair of very sensual high heels, with a lump in your pants and a glazed look on your face. And I can see that you want this very badly right now. And it will feel so good when you just let yourself give in to your need to sink down on your knees for me. Feel it. Inside this store, you are surrounded now by sexy women's heels. In every direction you turn here. We both know that you have a weakness for sexy high heels. They seem to take away all of your resistance and seduce you so easily. You find that you are helpless to resist them, and any woman wearing them will find it so easy to seduce you, to mesmerize you with her heels and easily control your desire to submit, to be submissive. You can feel this now. It's stronger than you are. You can't fight it. So why not? Why not just give in to it and let yourself feel so good? That's right. I can see in your eyes now that you do want this. Come on then. Don't be shy. Come on over here. That's a good boy. Come a little closer. Yes, and a little more. Good. Now, slide down there on your knees, right in front of me. There you go, here at my feet like a pleasant and helpful shoe store attendant. That's right. Finally, you can do what you've been craving to do. Feel how wonderful you feel as you sink down on your knees right in front of me. And now, we can play our little game. We're all alone in the store. No one will see us. And if anyone does come in, what will they see after all? You there on your knees at my feet, with a pair of shoes in your hand. I'm sure they'll simply think that you are a sales attendant helping a customer. So it's perfectly safe for you to give in to your secret desire now, here with me. Do you like the sound of that? Good. And you're feeling much more submissive now that I've let you sink down to your knees, aren't you, boy? The more submissive you feel, the more powerful my voice becomes, and the deeper you can slide down into a deeply submissive trance. And the deeper you go, the more powerful my voice feels, and more powerful it feels, the further you will slip into this deep and arousing submissive trance. As you continue listening to me, you're going to feel your arousal get stronger and stronger now as you go deeper and deeper with every word I say. Now, I know you've been craving this ever since we ran into each other in front of the store. Or was it even before that? Was it that first moment when you caught sight of those lovely ladies' thigh-high black leather boots? Did they get the better of you? I can imagine how easily a pair of boots like that could put you into a light sexual trance. Tingly and submissive. Wanting to submit. Wanting to sink down. Down into trance, or maybe just down onto your knees. So very submissive now, and growing more and more submissive ever since I found you outside this shoe store, caught in the spell of those lovely leather boots. Another boy lured in to this place of pleasure. You know, I think that you could happily be a shoe store attendant here. Imagine if you could come and work here for her pleasure every day. Would you like that, boy? Working every day for her pleasure? I think you like how that sounds, don't you? You, in service of her pleasure every day. A boy, like we both know that you are. Yes, a submissive boy. With a particular weakness. A weakness for women's sexy heels, for stockings, and for women's feet in stockings. Feet encased in glorious high heels like the ones you can see surrounding us here inside the store. Can you imagine if I decided to keep you here permanently as a shoe store attendant? Fitting beautiful stiletto shoes to ladies all day long, I think you like that idea. I expect that you find it very arousing. Yes, I see that you do. Take your hands away from your lap. Don't try to hide that. Good boy. You know that you can't hide anything from me in any case, and you don't really want to hide anything, do you? No, you don't. It feels so much better letting me see you for exactly who you are, for what you are, showing me your submissive nature, showing me how arousing it is for you to be led into this store like this, following my words, helplessly mesmerized by my voice, and now kneeling at my feet. As a therapist, I know that a boy who is submissive, when that boy finds himself kneeling in front of a powerful woman, a woman in authority like you are right now, the submissive boy will find it impossible to deny her anything she wants. This position you are in right now makes it so much easier for your mind to accept everything I tell you, because your subconscious mind recognizes that I am in charge, that all of my suggestions are important for you when you are kneeling below me like this. Listening to what I have to tell you and letting me open your mind up with my suggestions so that everything I say can go right inside and sink down deep where it can feel so good. Good boy. I think I'm ready to have some fun with you now. And you know, we're only just getting started. You're on your knees. I'm sitting here above you. Look at my legs. The shiny, sheer, nude pantyhose I'm wearing excites you, doesn't it? The way they shine and shimmer as I move my legs. Watch closely now as I move and cross my leg over.
Well, that was pretty hot, wasn't it? You've just been listening to a primer file for Alexandra's session called Heel Display. Do you like the way that makes you feel right now? Did you enjoy experiencing just a small part of the full session? Are you a boy with a weakness for women wearing high heels? Does even the sound that a woman makes as she walks confidently by in a pair of sexy heels send you into a spin? Does it cause you to lose your train of thought? For boys like you, I know that you can never get enough of the sight, sound, and even the scent of women in sexy stilettos or leather high-heeled boots. So my friends and I have decided that we're going to create a series of erotic sessions for you so that you won't ever need to stop thinking about women in high heels and what they can do to you. We've decided to name the series after the name of the very special shoe store where a lot of the series is set. I can't tell you what the name of the store is, what the series is going to be called, because even saying its name aloud may cause some of you to experience a certain compulsion, to be triggered. And we can't have that now, can we? But don't worry, once you have listened to the first session, you'll know exactly what the shoe store is called. And by then, it may be too late for you. I do need to warn you that the first session does get straight to the point. I personally recommend that you should only listen to the session after first experiencing Alexandra's unconditional submission. If you thought that unconditional was the furthest you can be taken, you may be surprised by what happens in this session. Remembering that you are always safe with me and my girlfriends at the Hypnomistress, you should only start this journey if you are open to letting Alexandra take you down to a level of submission that is so deep that it may surprise you or perhaps leave you feeling unsure of what your own limits are. The full session to this primer, called Heel Display, Shopping with Alexandra, will always be there when you're ready, waiting for you in our Hypnomistress showroom, available to help you to let go, to open up, and experience deep, deep submission. I'm sure that there are things that you need to do right now, so you can be wide awake for me, feeling great because you've given yourself the gift of spending this time with my voice and enjoying the pleasure and relaxation.